Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair, High Commissioner, Deputy High Commissioner, Assistant High Commissioner. Thank you for the very important statement and note on international protection. Providing international protection to refugees and other persons of concern is at the core of UNHCR's mandate and work. Germany firmly supports both. As mentioned by the High Commissioner, at the end of 2020, the number of displaced persons worldwide reached a record high. This is a painful reminder that we are not only facing a global health emergency, but also experience a deterioration of other humanitarian emergencies, most recently, for example, in Afghanistan and Ethiopia. This is especially concerning as the COVID pandemic continues to hit the most vulnerable and consequently accelerates an already dire situation. Hence, it should be stressed that our responsibility to grant international protection does not cease in times of a global public health emergency. To the contrary, we therefore support the position of UNHCR that public health measures do not justify any breaches of the principle of non-refoulement or denial of access to asylum. In 2020, Germany allocated an additional 450 million euros for fighting the humanitarian impact of the COVID pandemic, of which 55 million were allocated to UNHCR. As the global health emergency continues, Germany continued to allocate funds for this purpose in 2021 and is determined to provide these funds with a high degree of flexibility. Germany supports refugees and displaced persons in numerous refugee situations. In 2021, Germany provided additional funds for the Afghanistan situation, 40 million euro of which was directly provided to UNHCR. In addition, and underlining our commitment to strengthen protection, Germany in 2021 for the first time funded the role of UNHCR in the global protection cluster. Ladies and gentlemen, we are also deeply concerned with the secondary impacts of COVID-19, which have created numerous additional protection concerns, particularly for displaced populations and for women and girls at risk of sexual and gender-based violence. Protection from sexual and gender-based violence is a priority for Germany. Our commitment to the call to action on protection from gender-based violence in emergencies and the fact that Germany put the topic on the agenda of the UN Security Council during our non-permanent membership is a reflection of that. Germany also supports adequate representation of women and girls in capacity-building efforts for humanitarian responses. Germany will continue to live up to its commitment by funding projects which offer vital services to SGBV survivors, ranging from intensive care to protection services and psychosocial support. Germany would like to commend UNHCR for its work in the field of protection of sexual exploitation and abuse, as well as sexual harassment. We encourage UNHCR to further advance its feedback mechanisms and accountability to affected populations. Mr. Vice Chair, we strongly support UNHCR's efforts and leadership in ensuring protection thresholds and monitoring protection threats, particularly related to principled returns. We would like to stress again that the fundamental principle of voluntary returns must be upheld. In addition, we must prevent multiple displacements and do everything possible so that returnees will not be forced to flee their home again. Let us also not forget that among the forcibly displaced, IDPs constitute by far the largest group. Germany supports UNHCR's continued engagements for IDPs and its continued work in chairing the Global Protection Cluster, working to advance protection and durable solutions for IDPs. Germany also welcomes UNHCR's engagement in finding responses to climate change, facing one of the major challenges of our time. In this regard, we welcome the work and the recommendations presented by the High-Level Panel on Internal Displacement last week. It is now crucial to ensure a meaningful follow-up process in order to effect systemic change. In conclusion, we once again stress our support to UNHCR's important mandate and work, which continues to have pressing relevance 70 years after the beginning of its operation. Thank you very much.
Thank you.